Your child wakes up in the middle of the night with a high fever, and the pharmacy is closed. You could wait agonizing hours just to get a doctor's appointment, or you could prepare ahead of time with Jace Medical. Jace makes it simple for families to stay ready with kits like the Jace case, ready-to-go supplies of prescription antibiotics and essential medications for travel, emergencies, or everyday life. With Jace, you're investing in more than health. You're investing in true peace of mind, knowing you're prepared for the unexpected. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just go to jace.com, answer a few quick questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your information and ships your medications straight to your door. Keep yourself and your loved ones prepared, no matter what comes next, at jace.com. Your child wakes up in the middle of the night with a high fever and the pharmacy is closed. You could wait agonizing hours just to try and get a doctor's appointment, or you could prepare ahead of time with Jace Medical. Jace makes it simple for families to stay ready with kits like the Jace case. These are ready-to-go supplies of prescription antibiotics and essential medications for travel, emergencies, or everyday life. With Jace, you're investing in more than health. You're investing in true peace of mind that you are prepared for the unexpected. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to jace.com, answer a few quick questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. After that, your meds are shipped directly to your door. Keep yourself and your loved ones prepared with the right medications on hand, no matter what comes next, at jace.com.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for waking up with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We have your chance right now to win $1,000. Imagine that to start your day.
It'd be awesome.
Graham, do you have this hour's keyword?
I do. Take this hour's nationwide keyword, green. That's green. Now open up your iHeartRadio app, hit that contest tab while you're streaming Wild 94.9. You'll find the spot to enter that keyword, green, and you could win $1,000. Good luck.
Good luck. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nito from Oakland, or Juan from Oakland. Once again, trying to give it a shot. Did Selena feel it? Because this time it was a 2.6 from the San Leandro area. And just to clarify, the one I was talking earlier was in the off coast of Seattle. So maybe I know Selena probably didn't feel that one. But what about this one?
All right, that's a great question. A 2.6 magnitude earthquake struck the San Leandro area yesterday around 5:50. And so now we'll ask our very own Selena, who is immune to feeling earthquakes. Did Selena feel it?
No. Does anyone feel a 2-point-something earthquake?
That's just a little... That's a little jolt. A little tiny wiggle.
I don't think so.
Shakes a little bit. You were probably home at that time, doom scrolling.
5:50. I was actually in the city.
What?
Oh, what were you up to?
Yeah, what were you doing? This is very unlike you to be outside of your home.
You guys, it was killing me. Like, we work in the city. I drive all the way back to Hayward.
And then you came all the way back.
Yeah, because we had people in from out of town. My man's like, oh, we should go back to the city. I'm like, oh, great. Perfect.
So you were like doing some touristy things, like some sightseeing?
Yeah. Went to the pier.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's us. So no, I did not feel that
got
earthquake.
It. Okay, yeah, anyways, so now you're out and about. Yeah. Had a better chance if you were at home.
Right, because I live right there in Hayward. And Hayward and San Leandro are neighbors.
Yeah,
but no. Graham, did you feel the earthquake?
No, of course not. No.
Jess, any shaking at your house?
Nope.
Not from earthquakes, at least?
No, none at all.
All right. Hey, we have your tickets for the Giants.
Yep.
And how can people win?
Super, super easy to enter. You just leave us a talkback right there on the free iHeartRadio app. Hit the little red talkback mic. And you let us know who you want to take with you if you win. Tell us your name as well. And this is for your chance to win 4 tickets to check out the Giants when they take on the Brewers July 28th, courtesy of Adobe. And leave those talkbacks. Make sure you do that today during the show.
Yes.
Because tomorrow morning, 9:05, we'll pick a winner.
All right. So good luck, everyone, trying to win those tickets. Remember when I told you guys the 80s were back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jess has more evidence.
Yeah.
Of this theory.
I'm shook. Okay.
She's going to lay that out for us coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
The biggest thing you need to know today is no more Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, it ends today. Oh, but what's that, universe? Oh, we'll be in retro shade until August 6th. Then it ain't over until it's over.
And then I heard Saturn's going into retrograde.
Oh, no.
God. I don't know if I know that one.
How much to go about my daily life. All right, the San Francisco Giants have officially hit rock bottom. Well, at least I hope this is as low as they can go. They had a 3-0 lead yesterday in Kansas City. Once again, found a way to blow it to the Royals. They lost 5-4. All three games in the series decided by just one run, and the Giants were on the losing end of all of them. With the sweep, the Giants are now a season-worst 18 games under 500. Woof!
Yikes. A cloudy start to your day. The sun will come out by late morning. Highs will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. There will be a nice breeze, though, to keep you cool. And taking a look at next week already, you guys, the 90s will be back again.
Oh, the 1990s or 90-degree temperatures?
No, 90-degree temperatures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Capricorn besties! Your day today is going to be a 9. Some recognition at work might finally be coming your way. And it's that public praise that you've been low-key working toward. When it lands, the whole room will feel it. Let yourself soak it in, Capricorn. You earned every word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you.
Thank you. I am a Capricorn bestie.
Have you ever got any work recognition before?
No.
Like Employee of the Month or anything like that?
No.
Oh,
that's bad.
Bummer, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jess won it 3 months in a row, and then I got it the last four after that.
We've been doing really good, Graham.
Yeah.
Wow. There's even like this radio publication where it's like anytime somebody lands like a new gig or whatever, they get like an article.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot what it's called, but like
Radio Insights.
I don't know. Maybe. I never even got one of those.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I never even got a welcome kit when I came to Wild.
Ah.
Not even a free pen or a mug or anything?
A notebook? I got a notebook.
I'm like the stepchild that everyone looks over.
An iPad case.
Yeah, I got a backpack.
Wow.
New laptop. New iPhone.
Sticker.
Not me.
You didn't get any of that?
All right, so the
company car.
90s are back next week, Jess.
Yeah,
but 90s. Next we're talking about how the 80s, they're already back. Jess has details.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. So I was just calling because I had just seen a report about a mother who had lost all four of her children. They were very small. They were with the grandmother. They had got a flat tire, and they pulled over on the side of the road. And the AC, when they turned on the AC, I guess it was leaking carbon monoxide, and they all passed away, except for two, but they ended up going on life support and then having to take them off. So I just thought of you, Selena, and your beautiful family. Be safe.
Oh, my God.
That's so sad.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
And why? And why? Like, why are we linking it to you?
I don't know. Please don't associate me with that much sadness.
Selena's been like in her manifestation era lately. Did she just jinx you?
Yeah, why are you attaching that type of energy to me?
Everybody be safe out there. Yeah. Yes, great reminder and tragic story, but...
Don't even let your kids near a car at this point.
Give me one second, guys.
That's now attached to you.
Hold on. Let me close my eyes for a second.
Okay, you got... Okay. What's she doing? Okay.
I just canceled out the energy. It's all good.
Okay.
We're good. We're good. Me and the universe, we're good.
Do you see how your feet feel warm and tingly?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
All right. I've been telling you guys the 80s are back. Like, I gave you a couple examples of like music, like some pretty big songs.
Yep.
The 80s are fully back.
Everyone's going to be wearing fluorescent clothing now again.
Well, listen to what Jess saw.
So I was shooketh because usually we see Gen Zers rushing into stores to get the latest thing, right? Like that's usually what the headline is about. And I was shocked to see that now Gen Xers were the ones that were rushing into stores to get some the thing that is coming back from the past. Nostalgia alert. Blew, blew.
Whoop, nostalgia alert. Here it is.
Nostalgia alert. Blew, blew.
And I was like, wait, what is this? The Esprit sweatshirts? I don't even know if I'm actually saying it correctly. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anyone if I am saying it. If I'm saying
Graham,
it wrong.
Do you know how to say it?
Esprit? No, the Esprit. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I always understood that it was said. Yeah.
But before
I've never heard it said out loud.
It looks like E-Spirit.
Yeah.
Esprit?
E-Spirit? I've seen some people say, like, E-Spirit. They were like, what's the deal with this E-Spirit? And I was like, I don't think that's how you say it. But also, I had never heard about this in my life. And I was shocked to see so many videos once I looked it up from Gen Xers saying, like, are you serious? You don't know what Esprit is. So had you guys heard about this?
I feel like I've seen it before.
I'm only
in like old family photos of like my elders.
In black and white. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm only 28 and a half, but my twin sister definitely had one of those sweatshirts when we were kids.
Wait, and you go to Costco all the time. That's where they're selling them. Did you see any?
Oh, this is a Costco drop.
Yes.
Whoa. I have not yet seen that. I haven't been to Costco in a couple weeks. Okay. I was probably due to go this week.
Sold out now, so I don't think they'll see any now.
Dang it.
I think that's why. And for anyone wondering, or if you've never seen one before, I did put up a little video on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, that has an example. It's basically just a sweatshirt mm-hmm. with the word Esprit on the front of it.
At least it's not full-blown 80s with like puffy sleeves and ruffles, and it's just like a crew neck sweatshirt.
Right.
What do you think about it?
For now.
I like it, but can I just bring this into evidence? The fact that like Gen Xers have shamed Gen Zers for, oh my God, you went to the store and you spent $60 to buy that? Like that's just a sweatshirt with like a word on it? Like that's what you're getting? And now, excuse me, this is a sweatshirt with a word on it. But no hate, no shade, because I know that's nostalgia alert. Okay. So
I think,
the 80s are back.
The
80s are back. That one's a major nostalgia alert.
I still have very mixed feelings about it.
I thought it was cool that it's like a San Francisco clothing
brand. Oh, that I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
That's what I read.
Again, okay. I only saw pictures of it from my great-great-great-grandparents, and it was all black and white, and it was hard to see.
And they didn't leave you, like, a vintage one? You can sell it.
No.
And we had to see these pictures in, like, a photo album. Like, it's not, they weren't even, like,
and they were in a cardboard box in my attic.
And they were in black and white?
Centuries ago.
Obviously, they were in black and white. Yeah.
Polaroids.
From the
80s. The very first film that was ever developed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had to go into a dark room and actually develop myself. Yes. Float the picture in a vat of chemicals to get it to appear. That's how I first...
Whoa, Esprit. That's how you learned about it.
That's how I first learned about my first e-spirit. Hi,
did you guys see the statement from the American Heart Association? I'm sorry, they put this out a couple days ago. So if you did see it, I apologize. But it made me think of you guys because we drink a lot of coffee in the morning here on the show. They said that drinking 5 cups of coffee is perfectly safe a day, by the way, for most healthy adults. And it could actually be linked to lower risk of heart disease, stroke and heart failure, type 2 diabetes. It has all these benefits. 5 cups.
I couldn't drink 5 cups in a day.
Me either.
I'd have too much anxiety. Too much caffeine gives me anxiety. I don't like it.
I was kind of surprised. I thought they were going to say like 1 or 2. 5 does seem like a lot, but I'm here for it. They did say black coffee, though.
Oh, because you don't want like all the extra like sugar
don't
and
add
stuff.
Add all the extra sugar and all sweeteners. That stuff is not good for you.
Okay.
That'll like negate the benefits.
I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Selena, how many? You're a 2 cup? Are you 2 cup a day? 3?
1 or 2.
Except when you get your Starbucks thing and that's got 5 shots in it. So there's your 5 and 1.
But that has 4 shots.
Okay, sorry. Only 4 shots. But
can
that
you
does
add more
have
than 4?
Some sweeteners in
you
it.
You can add as many as you want, probably. Oh. But I don't do Starbies too often just because it's really easy for them to take your entire paycheck. Right?
Yeah.
So I just drink my coffee here in the morning.
Jess, are you a 1 cup?
1 cup, sometimes 2 here at work. But other than that, I'm like you, Graham. Like, my heart will start jittering. And then instead of it making me more productive, I can't focus.
Right.
Wow, I have the opposite effect. Okay, here's something else the American Heart Association said.
Okay.
They wanted to reinforce in this report here that coffee should not be combined with energy drinks.
Okay. Oh, here's where you go off the rails.
We all do this on Fridays. Hello.
That's why I'm bringing me into this.
Why?
I have two sips of an energy drink on a Friday.
You literally forced me to have an energy drink shot on Tuesday. Okay, I was willing, but it was your idea.
Well, only because Tuesdays are tougher days than Mondays.
So we just needed I would have been fine without it. You're like, we should have energy drink Tuesdays, if anything. We should just do it a shot.
Because Tuesdays are worse than Mondays.
Hey, yes, I'm not mad at it.
That's science.
I'm just saying, don't act like you're better than me because you drink less energy drinks when you shouldn't be combining it at all.
Well, that's just total caffeine intake. Yeah. And I always wonder about this new study. It's like 1 week coffee causes cancer. The next week coffee's great for you. A lot of health benefits. They flip-flop on this coffee thing so many times. I don't get it. With so many people that drink coffee, how do we not have a more accurate study? It's like this time, like you can drink up to 5 cups. 2 months ago, drinking up to 5 cups was a death sentence. What is it? Make up your mind.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's the same thing with alcohol, but all the alcohol ones now that they used to be like, yeah, one drink a day
now
is fine.
Now it's all negative.
Now they're all
we
like,
don't read
you
those
should
ones,
have
though.
Zero yeah. alcohol, absolutely nothing. No amount of alcohol is good for you. Dang it.
But yeah. we probably shouldn't be having five just for the sake of our teeth. I mean, we're already struggling in that department.
That's the true victim in all this. Yeah. The whiteness of your teeth.
Next on the JV show, Jess, you want to talk about fishing.
Yeah.
Cool.
But a different type of fishing.
A couple fishing related things next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, I can't believe you want to talk about fishing. Like, what could you possibly know about fishing?
Apparently, I know a lot about fishing now. Catfishing, pet fishing, both of which I want to talk about right now.
That kind of fishing. Okay.
Okay, let's start with catfishing. Because you know how men will joke about, you know, like, take her swimming on the first day because if she's catfishing you with, like, wearing a lot of makeup, the makeup will come off. Like, you'll be able to see her. Well.
I hadn't heard that before.
You've never heard that?
Take him fishing on the first, or take him swimming on the first day?
You've never heard that?
No, but it's a great idea.
Wow.
I like it.
Well, women.
If a guy wanted to go swimming on the first date, by the way, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, that'd be
I'm not
weird.
Getting nearly naked in front of you.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's the real reason you'd want to take him swimming.
Well, so this is the place, the equivalent, I guess, of where women would take men who catfish. Now, here's the thing. Guys could say that women catfish by wearing a lot of makeup.
And filters and other things, yeah.
But guys can catfish by wearing hats sometimes. And I think you could agree with that, Graham,
yes.
and everybody listening.
Uh-huh.
Hatfish.
So. Yeah. Someone said, take him anywhere where they do the national anthem. Because he is good. You know, sporting event, the national anthem starts
so
playing. You've got to take that hat off. And it's such
you
a...
You can't be that jerk that doesn't participate. Like, you're not taking your hat off.
Yeah. So, take him to a sporting event, ladies, or anywhere where the national anthem is going to play. And he is going to have to take that hat off. Because most guys will. Like, even just like as a... As an automatic, like, response. So you'll get to see what's underneath the hat. Because hat fishing is real. Now, pet fishing. Have you guys heard of this?
Wait, can I ask one question about the hat fishing?
Uh-huh.
Because, like, first date, like, let's just say you're going to go to dinner. I know that's, like, sort of old school. Now you just, like, meet for a drink and then decide if you want to hang out with them more or whatever. It's, like, it's quick. Dates have gotten more abbreviated. But what if it is a dinner, like, a legit dinner date, and a guy wears a hat? Like... to like a nicer restaurant through the dinner. Is that, would you be like, dude, take your hat off? Or is that another old school way of thinking?
I guess first date, I wouldn't feel comfortable being like, why do you have a hat on? I wouldn't say anything, but I would, like, if it's more dressy attire, like, I would expect you to not have a baseball hat on.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Especially if, like, you're wearing your dress shoes,
right.
your collared shirt, and then you have, like, a Toyota hat on or, like, random...
A Toyota hat.
I know. I've seen people with, like, hats that have the Toyota logo or, like, any other.
You could have like
said,
like, Giants logo. Hat. You could have said anything.
Yeah, like, the sports team.
That's the
you
only
know,
thing
Warriors
that came to
hat
mind.
On or
okay.
something.
Sure.
Hey, why'd you wear your Honda hat to dinner? I just really like the brand. Big fan of the Accord.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'd note it, but I probably wouldn't say anything. Like, it wouldn't be, like, a deal breaker, you know?
Right, right.
Got
but
it.
I'd be like, oh, okay. Are you hiding something?
I'd be very suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, I'd want to know what's under that hat.
So the other type of fishing is pet fishing. And I think this is something that we have kind of maybe briefly touched on. But people are literally borrowing their friends' pets to pet fish on social media apps, pretending like that is their pet. Because you know pets are so cute. Like, you can't resist
it. That is smart.
Yeah.
You know, that's really smart.
If you're swiping on the apps and you see someone and they have a cute little puppy and you're like, wow, look at them.
And it makes you view that person differently. Like, oh my God, they're friendly. They're an animal lover.
Responsible, caring.
Right.
Yep.
What about finding out that's all a lie?
That would hurt. I'd be mad. I think that is a deal breaker. Like, you borrowed somebody's pet. Why?
I would feel very, like, manipulated.
More so than arriving, you'd be more upset than arriving to a date and realizing the person looks nothing like their picture.
Ooh.
I'd be more upset about the regular catfishing than to find out that they just took some pictures with their friend's dog.
I feel like it's up there with regular catfishing.
Okay.
Yeah, because if they lie about it, like, if you ask, like, oh, that puppy on your picture, oh my God, that's your dog?
Oh, and that was my best friend's. Yeah. Like, it's so cute. I just had to hold it.
Oh, okay. You're mad about that? That's fine. They're telling you the truth. But if they go along with the story of like, oh my God, yeah, like childhood dog, had him forever. Like
my reason is not even so much that. It's like I would just feel lied to, because like, what if you're not even that cute? But then I swipe because I see you with this puppy, and I think you have all these great characteristics based on you being a dog owner. And then I find out you're not even that person I thought you were.
I'm glad that you hold pet owners in such high regard, because there's
it's a lot of responsibility.
A lot of deadbeats out there that have pets.
That's true.
They're not. They're just still an awful person, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If I was on the date, if I was on dating apps, which I'm not happily married, but I mean, you better believe the majority of my pictures would be me holding my dog Hambone as a puppy. I mean, she was just so cute. You seen a golden retriever puppy before?
Yeah, they're irresistible. The cutest things ever.
Are you kidding me? I would slay on the dating apps.
See, I feel like that works like with guys holding pets. Do girls have the same effect for guys?
Yeah, so imagine Jess on a dating app and she's holding all her cats.
I only have one and she's adorable.
That's gonna be a no.
Wow, cat haters. But okay, let me ask you this. If one of your friends came to you and was like, hey, you know, I really need to like zhuzh up my dating profile, like, can I please borrow your dog? Or Selena, your guinea pigs, can I borrow your guinea pigs?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go for it.
But then they're like, hey, so I went on a date with this person and I'm really liking them. I have to now own your dog.
And now I need to borrow
next, we're doing a double date with our dog. Yes. Because he has one too. Can I borrow your dog?
I'll be like, perfect. I haven't had much time to take her for a walk anyways. Could you take her for a walk? Probably want to get her groomed first too. Have her looking nice, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to do all that? Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess next
I wouldn't
thing you
mind.
Know.
Yeah. Honestly.
I'll be a good wingman.
That's
free
funny.
Pet sitter.
You can borrow my dog.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Are you guys ready for another annoying piece of Meghan Markle drama?
Oh, no.
There's more?
Just got one little thing coming
okay.
up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Your child wakes up in the middle of the night with a high fever and the pharmacy is closed. You could wait agonizing hours just to try and get a doctor's appointment, or you could prepare ahead of time with Jace Medical. Jace makes it simple for families to stay ready with kits like the Jace case. These are ready-to-go supplies of prescription antibiotics and essential medications for travel, emergencies, or everyday life. With Jace, you're investing in more than health. You're investing in true peace of mind that you are prepared for the unexpected. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to Jace.com, answer a few quick questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. After that, your meds are shipped directly to your door. Keep yourself and your loved ones prepared with the right medications on hand, no matter what comes next, at Jace.com.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Thursday. Guys like to catfish with sunglasses, too. A lot of guys wear sunglasses. You don't know what they look like under there. And when they take them off, sometimes, you know, you're in for a shock. So, yeah, guys, take off some sunglasses. We need to see what you look like underneath, too. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
I mean, that shouldn't even be allowed.
Let me just say that this one, that rings more true in my experience with you ladies than it does with the guys, because you ladies wear these monster big sunglasses and we have no idea what your face looks like under them. You look hot. Pop those sunglasses off and holy cross eyes. Like, you have no idea what's under. The sunglasses hide a very key part of your face and you may look real good until you take monster things off and we see your real face.
I think not fair. Yeah. To have all your pictures with the sunglasses on.
Oh, I agree. I mean, that would be a red flag to me. I'd be like, what's...
But I feel like a lot of ladies, I mean, they might have one with sunglasses, but we post a lot of pictures. Guys have like one picture on their profile. And if it's with sunglasses, nope, that's a swipe.
He's got a baseball hat on. He's got sunglasses. And he's holding the golden retriever puppy.
No,
it's a scam.
Everything's
a lie.
Whole thing.
Whole thing about him scamming.
Uh-huh.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Are you guys ready for some Meghan Markle drama? So listen to this. Remember when I told you she was going to be on MasterChef Australia? And people online were like, why? She ain't no chef. She can't cook. But anyways, so the episode is going to air this weekend. They obviously already shot it. And apparently she got really upset by how she was introduced on the show. So when they were bringing her out, one of the judges reportedly said, quote, we've had MasterChef royalty in the kitchen before, but no one like this, all the way from sunny California. Please welcome to MasterChef Australia, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. And Meghan was left, quote, very frustrated by the use of the word royalty.
Well, I thought she...
Stop.
So I don't know if it's because she didn't want to be like lumped in with them. Or I saw another line say it could be because of like royal protocol. Like she's not allowed to like lump herself in with them now that she is not a royal.
I guess.
But she was like really, really mad. And then that judge was mad, that Meghan was mad. And so it was just a lot of like tension on the set. Sources did say though that a lot of stuff got edited out. So I don't know if that royalty part is going to make it into the final episode. But this judge that said it, everyone's talking about how like bubbly she is and she's energetic and she's fun. And she was trying like everything to lighten the mood. But a lot of like her being playful and jokey didn't really land with Meghan because she's super boring. And so there was like a ton of stuff that had to be cut out.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about people? Let's just say it wasn't the royal protocol or whatever. It was just that she didn't want to be... She didn't want any association with that. How do you feel about people whose rise to fame is tied to one thing, but then they try to distance themselves from that thing? I think you have to embrace it.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I agree. Like the Hawk Tua girl?
Yeah, it's like, now to the stage. Hawk Tua. You know her from the viral video, Hawk Tua. And she's like, no, I'm a girl that came from a spring factory. You know? It's like,
yeah.
Hawk Tua.
It's like, no, come on, we know you for that. I agree. By the way, there is a preview out for MasterChef Meghan's episode that comes out again on Sunday. Not that anyone's going to watch it. This is in Australia. But people, fans there, they're not like they hate it. They're saying that she doesn't appear genuine, that she looks like she's trying too hard, and they're just calling her fake. So people hate her across the globe, apparently. Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of big Bay Area events going down this weekend we need to talk about first. Well, I guess I should say Bay Area adjacent, because this weekend is the Gilroy Garlic Festival, you guys. We know the long-running festival had a bumpy past several years between the mass shooting, the pandemic, and then some financial troubles, all of which caused it to be shut down for a few years. But it made its triumphant return last year. We talked about it then. Glad to see it is back on again this year. This year's festival, of course, you're going to be able to try all things garlic calamari, garlic scampi, garlic bread, garlic fries, and the festival's famous garlic ice cream, of course, will be available. General admission, $35. It's running tomorrow, 3-day festival, tomorrow through Sunday. You can get your tickets, information, GilroyGarlicFestival.com. The other big event this weekend, I know you, Selena, have no interest in this one because you don't like anything more than a walking pace, but the San Francisco Marathon.
Oh, you're right.
I know you do not aspire to ever run a marathon.
You know me so well.
But more than 33,000 runners are going to take over city streets this Saturday in the city. They're doing like an ultra marathon and a regular length marathon. So the main takeaway from this is, because you're probably not thinking to yourself as you're listening, I want to go out and cheer on the runners, unless you are running in this. And the main takeaway is just there's going to be a bunch of street closures and things in the city on Saturday morning. So
right. You
want to watch out for that if you're coming into the city.
All right, great piece of information. Thank you, Graham. Coming up next here on The JV Show, we have your chance to win a Chug Mug inside What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we kick off What the Bleep, we were talking about catfishing and pet fishing and hat fishing. A lot of fishing here
sunglass
this morning. Sunglass fishing.
Good morning, JV Show. I would say that one of the forms of catfishing would also be when you wear masks. Remember during COVID when everywhere wore a mask, and then like when you met them or were comfortable enough to go inside a room with them and you take off your mask and you're like, whoa, okay, all right. Well, anyways, have a good day. Bye.
Were they wearing masks on their profile pictures?
I mean, there was a time we were wearing a mask for just damn near everything. And so, yeah, very hard to ascertain the look of somebody's face when half of it's covered. And throw on some sunglasses and a mask.
And a hat.
You have no idea if that what they look
hilarious.
Like.
Hilarious. I can't believe we lived through that. Like, that is crazy.
And it also,
sit back and think about.
It felt like it was never ending. And now we can, I mean, I guess it's still happening.
We've moved on.
I remember at the start of that going for a jog with the mask on. And I was like, this is the dumbest thing.
Yes. Yes.
This is so stupid.
Yes, literally.
But we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. All right. Let's kick off with the bleep where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is and you want to play along, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. To leave a talkback, by the way, you just stream Wild 94.9 and then hit the little red microphone button right there. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is it weird if, for my friend's birthday, I offer to give him a...
No, I think that's actually a great gift. Would probably the best gift you can get.
But it's just a friend and, like, not your fiancé?
Right, like I don't think... Are people going to be upset?
He won't be upset about it. He's going to be like, high five. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Oh, remember one big detail. It needs to be something PG, you sickos. Keep your guesses clean. This is a family show most of the time. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess so we can shout you out if you've gotten the correct answer. Only the first correct answer in the morning, though, gets that coveted JV Show chug.
Right. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Thursday. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Before we get back to what the bleep, we got your crazy cash. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
That nationwide keyword is credit. Credit. Everybody remember that keyword credit while you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate you, by the way. Hit that contest tab. Scroll down right there. Enter the keyword credit. And you are entered to win $1,000.
All right, back to what the bleep where you can win a chug mug. Get your chug mugs, people.
I want the chug mugs.
All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is winning. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Is it weird if for my friend's birthday, I offer to give him a...
It's a nice gesture, right?
Like, I think it's a very generous, so. Nice gesture. Yeah, the answer is yes.
What are you thinking?
Oh, never mind.
All right, remember, this is a family show. Let's go to your guesses.
Hello, hello, JV Show. Jessica from Fremont calling. Is that bleeped out word haircut? Bye.
Oh my God.
That would not be a good gift. Do you know how to cut hair?
Why? No. But you say you cut your own hair sometimes.
Yeah, but it's different because it's long, so I just like chop off the ends. But if I need to like... You know,
fade
like a
the
little
sides
fade.
And stuff. Yeah, no, that's not that easy.
I feel like I could do it. It doesn't look that hard.
I've given myself a haircut before. It's just tough when you. It's tough looking in the mirror and doing it because everything's like reversed, and then the back of your head you can't really see. You know.
Yeah.
But you could do it.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jenna from South City. Happy Baby Friday, and is the bleeped out word chocolate?
Giving some chocolate.
Oh, that's a nice little gift.
Maybe some oysters.
Heart-shaped box.
Oysters?
It's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say boat. All right. Have a great one.
Give him a boat?
Jesse giving away boats like that?
Hell no.
Is boat code for something else?
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Either way, no.
A motorboat, maybe. That would be a great birthday present.
I'm going to leave it on the talk back right now. That's my guess.
Okay.
That's my official guess. Is that right, Graham?
I'll put it in. Let me see. No.
Dang it. All right. Keep those guesses coming. We're going to play more talk backs coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game where you can win a chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. Again, you got to be the first person to win this chuggy money. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're only going to get a shout out, which is still kind of cool. You know, Graham will shout you out.
Yep.
Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Is it weird if for my friend's birthday, I offer to give him a...
I think it's weird.
I think depends how well you know them, of course.
I think it's weird because Jess has a fiance.
Yeah, but I mean...
What?
On the list of top gifts that you could give, that's numero uno.
What if he's not even into her like that?
What are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about? That's what we're trying to figure out. All right. This is a family show.
Oh.
Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. Jonathan San Carlos is the bleeped out word poem. Who doesn't like a good poem as a gift? Love your show. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, that's a sweet
a
gift.
A poem?
Right? Well, and then but you like rap it to him?
No.
Okay.
Just be honest. Have you ever written your man, your fiance, a poem?
No, because it would sound horrible.
Yeah, but it's just like in a card, like for him to read or something.
No.
Selena, have you ever written a poem?
I have not.
Have you ever had a guy, have either of you ladies ever had a guy write you a poem?
No. A poem? No.
Gosh.
Ever?
Is romance dead?
It is.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever written one for somebody, Graham?
No.
Okay.
But I feel like maybe I've received one at one time. I don't
really?
Know. I can't remember.
Corny.
Just yeah.
Kidding. Just kidding.
Good morning, JV show. Is the bleeped out word
money?
Money. Our guess is money. Have a good day.
Ooh, that's a good guess. How much are we talking, Jess? How much are you giving him?
Maybe. I don't know what the standard is now. I feel like it's gone up. Maybe like is 40 bucks, 50 bucks.
Do you guys
that can't get you anything.
Give people in your friend group
money
as a gift? That
no.
seems like it's, I don't think that happens, does it?
No, I don't have friends, but no, if anything, if we go out to eat or whatever, I just like pay for their food.
Yeah.
Right. You do something like that, yeah. But you're not like,
or buy them an
here's
actual
a card that has 40
well,
bucks in it or something.
Well, I did with Chidi's, but Chidi's not here with us. She'll be in studio tomorrow. Her birthday just passed and we didn't see her for a couple weeks. I did send her some money.
Okay, I could see that. Like, buy yourself a drink tonight or something.
Like just,
or
yeah,
buy,
here's something.
Go take yourself to dinner. Like, I could see that, you know, with a Venmo or Cash App or whatever.
Right.
But I think in person, like, if I went to one of my buddies, like, happy birthday, and then I just handed him 60 bucks, it would just be weird.
That
you
would
know
be
what
weird,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, give your nieces and nephews a few bucks for graduating from the fifth grade or whatever.
A friend, you, like,
sure,
pay for their drinks.
Birthday, yeah. But, like, you don't give them money. That'd
yeah.
be weird.
I agree.
Hey, JV Show. This is Chris from San Bernardino, longtime listener, first time talk back. Hey, I think the bleeped out word is flowers.
Okay.
First off, thank you so much for leaving that to talk back. First time talk backer right there, ladies
Yay!
And gentlemen. He says he's leaving that from San Bernardino. I had to check because I hadn't looked in a while. JV show number one in San Bernardino.
Well, of course.
So that's huge. Appreciate
all 'cause of
you.
Thank
yep.
you so much.
And great guess. What do you think about giving a friend flowers as a
I like that
gift?
Because you know how you hear that guys don't ever get flowers?
Because and we don't want them?
Oh.
Literally, please do not give me flowers
Why not?
As a gift.
They're so pretty.
I don't want them.
Why?
Because I don't want them. They're just going to they're gonna die in like 3 or 4 days.
But you're going to enjoy them while they're alive.
Describe the enjoyment that I get from them.
I get joy from them.
Me too.
They don't bring me any joy.
I walk past wow. them and I'm like, oh, how cute.
It reminds you of like when you got them.
Yeah. And then I take pictures of them.
I'm glad to know that it works for you ladies. It does not work. It doesn't
okay.
translate for us guys.
All right. So flowers is out.
Yep.
Morning, JV Show. It's Elizabeth from San Jose. My guess is a painting that you painted. All right, have a good day. Happy Thursday.
There it is!
Painting.
All right, here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
Is it weird if, for my friend's birthday, I offer to give him a painting?
Is it?
Only if it's good. I mean, only if it's bad, then it's weird.
Is it like a portrait of him?
No, but
in
just
the,
like...
In the buff?
Just like
yeah.
if it's...
Yeah, paint him naked.
No, ew!
Now that's a good gift.
No, but like, you know
paint
how...
yourself naked?
Sometimes friends... No!
Oh, self-portrait.
So no one's naked.
No one's naked.
Okay.
No.
So it's just like a picture of a landscape or something?
I don't know, just
a couple trees and a few blades of grass?
Sometimes my
Happy
friends...
Happy birthday.
No, but I think sometimes my friends will hint at like some painting that they would kind of like.
They're just saying that to be nice to you.
Oh, okay.
They don't actually want that.
I think that's a good gift if it's good.
Okay.
If you're trash.
Art is in the eye of the beholder. You
but
know
if
what
the
mean?
Beholder thinks it's trash, then that's a horrible gift.
Would you give away or like donate a painting that someone gifted you if you didn't like it?
No,
you have to keep that.
Forever, right?
Yeah.
You're okay. A long, long time, yeah.
Why? Did somebody throw one of your paintings away?
No.
Why do you ask, Jess?
I saw a video of, like, somebody had painted a jean jacket for somebody else, and then they saw it at the thrift store because that person had donated
Are you talking about the Jonas Brothers jacket that you painted?
No, I still have that one.
Okay. I was like, that's hilarious if you found your own Jonas Brothers
oh
painted
God,
jacket
imagine.
At a thrift store.
Yeah.
Hey, it was signed.
In the free pile.
That's going to be worth some money.
sure, keep telling yourself that. Yeah. Jonas Brothers memorabilia, great investment, by the
right.
way. The value's only going up over the years. All right, let's give some shout-outs first. Elizabeth in San Jose. What's up, Elizabeth? What's up?
What's
Brand
up?
New JV Show Chug Mug coming your way to San Jose. A JV Show number one in San Jose. That's not even... There's no question about that. Nice job. She had the first correct answer this morning. A few other people came with the correct one, so let's shout them out as well. Grace and Sam Bruno had the correct
Woo!
Answer. So
nice
did my buddy
work.
Julie in Valley Springs. JV Show
Julie.
Number one there, obviously.
Nice.
Ashley in Berkeley had the correct answer. So did Jenny in Santa Cruz.
Woo, woo, woo.
Another place that JV Show is number one. Wow. Lori Morgan Hill had the correct answer. So did Ricky in Fremont. What's up, Ricky?
What's up?
Hope you have a great Thursday. Anybody else squeak one in there, Jess, that I didn't see? That was just about it. Okay, painting.
Well, nice work, everyone. Mm-hmm. Not nice fast job. Enough, though. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time, 7:05.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Your child wakes up in the middle of the night with a high fever and the pharmacy is closed. You could wait agonizing hours just to try and get a doctor's appointment, or you could prepare ahead of time with Jace Medical. Jace makes it simple for families to stay ready with kits like the Jace case. These are ready-to-go supplies of prescription antibiotics and essential medications for travel, emergencies, or everyday life. With Jace, you're investing in more than health. You're investing in true peace of mind that you are prepared for the unexpected. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to Jace.com, answer a few quick questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. After that, your meds are shipped directly to your door. Keep yourself and your loved ones prepared with the right medications on hand no matter what comes next at Jace.com.
Are still commercial free, by the way. Thanks for hanging with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Before we get to our Yup Nope game.
Good morning, JV Show.
Good morning.
From The Nut. Happy Baby Friday. Yeah. Real quick, another event that's happening in the city that will be closing some streets will be Dory Alley. We will be there this Sunday. Will we see you guys there? Graham, Selena, Jess. Will you guys be coming to Dory Alley this weekend? Yeah, go ahead. Do the Googling. All right. No regrets. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I got to look up what that is. I've never heard of that.
I did the Googling for all of us.
Okay.
The Dory Alley Fair, or otherwise known as the Up Your Alley Fair, is San Francisco's more intimate but still huge prequel to the Folsom Street Fair.
Oh,
you know what the Folsom Street Fair is?
Okay.
You can imagine what is happening at the Up Your Alley.
Hey, Sadie, that sounds right up your alley.
Fair. It does sound.
Is it up your alley or down your alley?
I think it's up.
Up your alley.
Well, it depends. Which,
why does that sound mind. So wrong in this context?
Well,
I think that was on purpose.
Yes.
All right.
But enjoy. Have fun.
Yeah. Jess, will you be meeting him there?
Oh, no.
I'm busy that day.
Yeah, I'm busy, too. Yeah, I got a gaggle of kids,
yeah,
and they're all sick, coincidentally.
Yeah,
just can't make it. Doctors are closed on weekends, but apparently
they're
making
exceptions just for me. Yeah, but it's like urgent care, and
I'm just going to go there.
I'm going to get some x-rays just in case, just to make sure I don't have any broken bones. I don't really feel like I have any broken bones, but I think I'll get an x-ray just to make sure that my arm looks okay.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Joseph Formiglia Fremont, now in the great city of Patterson.
What's up, Patterson? We did it, Patterson! Get your maps out. I got to figure out where that is.
It's out there.
I'm
Let's
kidding.
Go!
All right, Joseph, you are on.
Some more stuff.
Yeah, you're on to play our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, Jess, what's he winning?
4 tickets to Disney on Ice.
All right, here we go. You ready, Joseph?
Let's go. Let's do
Question
this. Let's do this.
Number 1. Morpheus tells Neo to follow the white rabbit in what 1999 movie?
Oh, man. White rabbit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Morpheus?
Yep.
I have no idea,
Neo.
But...
Morpheus tells Neo.
Alice in Wonderland?
Nope.
That was a good guess.
That was a really good guess.
I don't
guess.
Remember no Morpheus. And...
But there's a rabbit in that.
Yeah. Also, there's a white rabbit.
The Matrix.
Yeah, The Matrix.
Neo.
Yeah, the old red pill, blue pill. Yep. He does not remember Neo. All right, question number 2. You can miss one. Persia was the name used globally for what country up until 1935 when they changed their name officially? Persia.
Iran.
Yep.
That's correct.
Question number 3. The Golden State Valkyries WNBA team currently plays their home games at what venue?
The Chase Center. Let's go.
Yeah, get your V's up, everybody.
Visa.
All right, question number 4. You need this one to win the game. This one's a little tricky. From 1994 to 2016, the bell in the official Taco Bell logo was bright pink. What color is it currently?
Purple.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
No, the bell is now white.
The background is purple.
The background is purple, but
I don't know
the
why
bell
when I think about it, I feel
white.
Like it's like bell colored.
No.
Like bronze?
Yeah.
What
like gold?
In the old school Wild West are you talking about?
Know.
What in the Liberty Bell? No. I picture it still being that bright pink Taco Bell logo.
I don't remember that one.
Let me do the math. One.
What do you mean you don't remember that? When you look up the Taco Bell logo and you see the bright pink one, you'll be like, oh, that's what it is. But no, in 2016, they rebranded.
This ain't about Jeff. And it's a white one. This is about Joseph.
Oh.
You did not win.
Oh, game.
Dang it. Son of a Taco Bell.
Son of a purple bell in a matrix.
Joseph. Formerly from Fremont, now of Patterson. Thank
you so
much
for being on. Patterson.
I know Patterson is so disappointed in you.
They are.
Oh, you know what? I turned his mic down.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I was like, why isn't he responding?
The disrespect
Joseph,
to Patterson.
Are you
here?
He's
still there.
I'm here.
Anyways, I brought you back on to tell you didn't win.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
All right. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold. It's just really quick there. Yes, Graham.
Selena, I have a DM slide birthday shout out we need to squeeze in here this morning. I got a DM that says, can we shout out my daughter on her second birthday today? We listen to you guys every morning. And to be honest, this is more for my son, who's 5 years old, whose favorite thing to hear over the radio every morning is, I'm a daddy. Happy second birthday, Isabella. We love you so much. Our spunky, sassy, loving little girl. You're the best thing to happen to all of us. Love mommy.
Love mommy.
Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
Brother AJ, Oso, Oreo, Buster, and Mario DeFish. Yes, happy second birthday.
Happy
Isabella,
birthday!
I hope you have a great day. Keep this in mind about your birthday, because...
Who gives a fuck?
That's a great point.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's check in on how David's preliminary hearing is going. So yesterday was day two of the hearing. I do really quick want to give a warning. Not that I'm going to get into like any graphic detail here, but this is still like, you know, a murder case we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, so if Very this is something one. That you think is too much to hear, I'm just giving you a warning right now. If you want to turn the radio down for a quick second, don't go anywhere. Don't change the station. Okay, hold on. But if you want to turn it down and rejoin us in a couple minutes, I won't be mad at that. All right, so yesterday was day two of the hearing. Remember, the DA said that this is expected to last between 5 and 7 days. So they've been busy calling witnesses to the stand. Yesterday, they called Interscope's senior vice president of finance to the stand to testify. He confirms what we already knew, that they dropped David in December and no payments were made to him in 2026. Do you guys know how much his contract is worth, by the way? And this is a young guy. His contract had a minimum value of $7
million. $7 million?
And it could have gone up to $19 million if they would have exercised their option for additional albums.
Wow.
But just for that one, that first one, $7 million.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah. We also don't have talent like that, so
yeah.
I mean...
That too.
A criminalist from the LAPD also took the stand. Her name is Lauren Wallace. She testified that she found 11 air fresheners in David's Tesla, along with Celeste's remains.
That's a few too many.
And it's not enough because it wasn't masking anything.
Right.
Like, you have to be the dumbest criminal to think that's going to put a dent in what was really going on in there.
Yeah.
The LAPD criminalist also testified about what they found in David's home when they went to search it just days after they found the abandoned Tesla. She said that his garage had red stains all over that tested positive for possible blood. You know, they have like that light that they're like wanding everything with.
Mm-hmm. Or they use Luminol. The substance they can pour on it.
There was some, I don't know if they did that. There was something called Blue Star.
Same stuff.
The floor was covered with these black interlocking mats, and those mats lit up when testing for blood.
Mm-hmm.
There was also cuts in the mats consistent with use of a sharp object. They processed a stained trash bag they found in there. That tested positive. There was an inflatable pool in the garage that smelled like laundry, and they even found like a rolled up used dryer sheet in it. So he clearly had just run it through the wash.
Yeah.
There was a tarp with red stains, two chainsaws, which did not come back positive for blood. But you know that they have all of his like Postmates orders. There was another chainsaw that was ordered that they did not find at the home.
Oh, maybe that was the one that was used.
Right. David, by the way, completely emotionless in the courtroom, like just sitting there unfazed, no reaction, like listening to all the testimony, looking like he doesn't have a care in the world. Celeste's family, they left early yesterday, like when the court, you know, called for a quick break. They left and then they didn't return for the rest of the hearing. Their lawyer said they were just really struggling to comprehend, like, why this could happen, how this could happen. They just can't really, like... they're questioning everything, just like, why them, why right. her? And also, they were trying to conserve what little strength they have left for today's testimony, because the medical examiner is going to be taking the stand today, and he or she is expected to describe the condition that Celeste was found in even greater detail. So they have to sit through that.
Family's worst today. Nightmare.
I know.
Gosh. Awful.
I can't imagine. But that is just your update. Again, there's going to be a few more days that we're going to be hearing, you know, who takes the stand and what new evidence they have to present. This is going to go through like mid next week. Grammy, I know you have something in trending.
Yeah, Carnival Cruise Line has now issued an official statement following that viral video of a woman scratching her bare foot with a fork yeah. in one of their cruise ship's restaurants. We posted this video on our Instagram story earlier this week, JV Morning Show. If you don't already follow us, you should. One of the more disgusting videos of all time. This woman just furiously digging into the bottom of her foot with a fork while sitting at a restaurant table. It's tough to watch. So Carnival Cruise Line posted this online yesterday in response. Quote, "Hi, Carnival Cruisers. We can confirm that forks are intended for food, not foot care. Once we became aware of the situation, our team quickly addressed it with the guest and removed the utensil from service. While the video may be generating laughs and gasps online, cleanliness and hygiene are no joke to us. Our crew works hard every day to maintain high standards across our fleet and to ensure all guests enjoy a safe, clean, and comfortable vacations."
So they yep. caught it as it was happening?
Now, look,
like, how
do
else
you
know?
Think they caught this? Because the person that originally posted the video, it was like a 6-part video of this woman scratching her foot and then using the fork, and it went on and on. Do you think they actually took that fork out
no.
of service?
No, unless he caught her in the act and confronted her. There's no way.
There is a 0% yep. chance they did this. They did not know about it until after this thing went crazy viral. So I think the only appropriate response here is to throw out every single fork on board every single yes. one of their ships, yep. which is probably millions of forks. I don't care. I could never enjoy a meal there ever again, mm-hmm. and or I'll have to eat my steak with a spoon, because I would never, yes. ever select to use a fork there ever again, just based on the fact Same. That might be, there is a small chance that that might be the fork that was digging yeah. into this woman's foot.
And honestly, you have to throw the rest of the things away too, because you saw how she was digging into her foot with her hand and then touching everything else as well.
Yes.
So she wasn't just touching the fork. Yes, it was fork to foot, but then with her hand, she was grabbing everything else. Like, yeah. throw everything out.
You need a whole kitchen revamp.
Yeah.
Also, I need the carpets replaced, because yeah. you know how much stuff was being scraped off her foot and then it was flaking down yeah. into the carpet. That needs to be replaced as well.
I agree.
Along with the cabin that she stayed in.
Yeah.
That needs to be
the chair she was sitting in.
Condemned.
You need all new
yeah.
chairs.
For all time. Yeah. This is not, there's no way in my mind they knew about this immediately. Oh, we took the fork out of service.
Come on.
Yeah.
We ain't
right.
that dumb.
We're not idiots.
Thank you.
So remove all the forks, smelt them down, and make them Ew. Into something else.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And trending was sponsored by Hennessy. Headed to Outside Lands August 7th through 9th. Stop by the Hennessy Social Club for a refreshing Hennessy strawberry lemonade.
Are you going to be there
on the 7th?
That sounds good.
You guys, I'm going to
Which
be
day
there
is that?
On the 7th on Friday. So meet me there. We'll have a Hennessy strawberry lemonade together.
Who's headlining that night? Do you know?
At Charlie XCX.
Nice.
That's
going to
be
of
so
course.
Fun. Must be 21 or older to enjoy responsibly.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. I just, let's also, we're talking about the lady with the foot fork. I think the whole ship needs to just get tossed, because she's in her, if she's doing that in the restaurant with people inside, imagine what she's doing in her room, yeah. in her bed, in the shower, in the, everywhere. Toss the whole ship. Toss it.
I agree.
I agree. Yeah. Sink it to the bottom, turn yep. it into a coral reef, a habitat
That'd
for
be, it'd be cute, like
sea creatures.
Like an attraction, like a tourist attraction. You can take yeah. a submarine down to check out the foot fork
yeah.
Carnival cruise ship.
Yeah, and they'll be like, the reason this thing's on the bottom of the ocean, that one lady with the viral foot fork.
Yeah, you put the fork on display.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hello.
But they don't know which fork it is, so.
Put them all.
Put yeah, them they all don't the know. Place. All of them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys. I have big news.
Oh, hang on.
Big Let's news for big the Trader news. Joe's community. You guys, I don't know if you saw this, but I think they did a secret drop, because you know how there were rumors, I don't know if you guys heard, there were rumors that they were going to drop the micro mini tiny little tote bags.
You know, I feel like I'm pretty, what am I trying
up
to say?
Up to date?
No clue.
Up to date when it comes to like rumors, things about like, Taylor or Kay oh, yeah. or, you know, even Meghan Markle, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But like, I don't hear any Trader Joe's rumors.
Oh, okay.
The streets aren't talking about Trader Joe's.
The streets are not yeah. talking.
The streets were talking TJ. In San Mateo about the Trader Joe's new tiny little tote bags. So they had postponed that, right? So everybody was kind of like, ah, it's not happening. We're not getting any tote bags anytime soon. Well, I had seen like a little bit of a rumor going around that they were bringing back the big ones.
Not the mini ones,
the big ones. So then I go to Trader Joe's, you know, yesterday, and I'm just strolling by and I see a sign on the door that says only 2 tote bags per person. And I'm like, I wonder why they have the sign there. So sure enough, I go check and they had the big ones back, you guys.
Don't tell me you got another one because you already had a Trader Joe's tote bag.
I do already have a Trader Joe's.
How often do you use it?
I actually use it pretty often because anytime I go back and forth to Salinas or anywhere I go.
It's like your luggage?
It's not my luggage, but I have my luggage. And then usually if I have extra stuff, I just throw anything extra in there because it's very sturdy. Okay. So I did get another one.
Why? Like, for what?
Because they're so sturdy. And the mini one is just too little. Too little. You can't fit anything in that one.
Thank you.
Right?
So why do you have mini ones, too, then?
I don't have any mini ones.
Okay, fine.
I want one, good. But I'm not.
You don't need one.
Okay, wait. But so you're saying they dropped some more tote bags and there wasn't a line going 3 miles down the road?
No.
I'm confused. So
nobody knew about it.
Because people didn't know. Like, this wasn't, like, an actual drop that was advertised, so people weren't aware that the tote bags were even there.
You think this is at every store or just your particular one? They're like, oh, we have a couple leftover totes here. Yeah, I think, let's get rid of them.
I think this was at every store because they had them hanging up again, and they hadn't had those in a long time.
Go line up, everybody. Go get in line right now. If you're not already in line, you're not going to get one.
You don't have to get in line because I literally got mine.
There is no line.
Yeah, but now that she mentioned it, people are going to start lining up and racing down to go get it.
I thought people didn't even want the big ones because everybody wanted the mini ones. They're so cute and little and, you know,
you're talking
micro.
About tote bags still?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yes. I would think they want any. I like the big ones. I think they're more practical.
Let me snip that.
snip it. I see what you did there.
Yeah, little joke there. Little teeny joke there. What is the large not talked about released new tote bag set you back?
I want to say it was $4. $4 or $5.
And what do they look like? Is there anything special about them or is it just like the exact
one? Has there been anything special about any of them?
No, but at least they'll come out in different colors. So like if there's a reason if you're trying to collect them all, like what is this one?
This one is just to carry my groceries. So it's literally just a big version of the little one and it's in a navy color. And that's it. There's nothing special. There's nothing extra special about it. But hey,
yeah, I'm out on that.
If it's
not really,
at least I'm gonna use it. Like that's my way of justifying it is the fact that I actually use these.
Okay,
anything
fine.
Else?
I'm a little less mad, so slightly annoyed, but just because it's Trader Joe's
like,
and their tote bags.
I'll
but
let you judge me when I get the smaller one because I know I probably won't use that one.
We'll be judging.
Okay.
Yeah.
You better believe.
Yep.
Hey, really quick. Tomorrow, we are going to be picking a winner for these Giants tickets. So if you have not left your talkback yet, there still is time. Do that right now. Oh, you don't know how to leave a talkback? Oh, can you believe people you don't know how to leave talkbacks? Just stream Wild 94.9 on the iHeartRadio app and then hit the red microphone button to leave us a talkback with your name and who you'd want to take with you to this game to check out, you know, the Giants as they take on the Brewers, Oracle Park, coming up here on the 28th. Again, leave those talkbacks now. You might hear your winning talkback tomorrow morning. And coming up next in the JV Show, our meeting in the ladies' room.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I went to Target yesterday, and the woman behind me in line had a whole mess of stuff that she unloaded from her cart. And then she pulled out, like, 7 of the tiny tote bags from Trader Joe's to hold all of her stuff. Like, just bring one big bag. The little ones are stupid.
Agreed.
Okay, but if she doesn't have the big bag and only has the little ones, at least she's using like reusable bags.
Good point.
I do appreciate that.
Right.
But now you can go get a big one from
there
Trader Joe's. Just the secret drop just
secret
happened,
drop.
And you can get a navy blue one. A big
only
one.
Two.
Oh, two per customer. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, I am right there with you with the Trader Joe's tote bags. I love mine. I have the cheese one and the pickle one. And I carry them around with me all the time. They've got my craft stuff in them. And they're very durable. I love them a lot. Also wanted to say, Trader Joe's down here in Florida, we don't get those crazy long lines around the stores, so you can walk right in and pick up your totes anytime. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Wow, lucky.
Are we just suckers here in the Bay Area for viral stuff?
Maybe.
Yeah.
What? Wait. Some tote bags have pickles on them and cheese. Why am I just hearing about this?
Those are not the cloth ones, but the ones that are like that reusable material, kind of like the ones that they have at Marshalls.
Oh, like similar vinyl to those kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Trader Joe's has those as well.
Oh, but that's
but
not.
Nobody wants those ones.
Those aren't the viral totes.
Not the viral ones that people will line up for, but people still like to get those.
Got it.
JV Show, one. Number one in Florida,
yes.
By the way.
Yes, thank you so much. All because of you.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Can we talk about a bigger ick than guys wearing flip-flops 24/7? Which, first of all, we can agree on that, right?
Yes.
Totally disagree. Yeah.
What?
Totally disagree.
Is it because this is you?
I love my pair of rainbow sandals. I went to this little place called UC Santa Barbara and stroll around there for a minute, and you live in flip-flops.
That makes sense.
It's the best.
But it would just gross me out.
Oh, it's the absolute best.
God. Like, I don't need to be seeing your toes like every second of the
thank
day.
Thank you. I don't know.
Yeah, there's some
people. I can't even imagine my husband wearing flip-flops. Like, it's just.
Looks like a flip-flop kind of guy.
It would never happen. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He would look great in a set of flip-flops.
Not you guys a million go years.
Poolside, and he's walking out in sneakers?
Slides.
With socks?
Not flip-flops.
Even slides without socks still feels better.
If we're at the pool, he's obviously not wearing socks. Oh, my God, okay, you guys. Checking. Wait. Do you remember when I went to Hurricane Harbor a few weekends ago in Concord? And, like, we've talked about, you know, water parks, people wear, like, kind of whatever they want. I know if you go to the water park at Great America, they don't let you wear, like, denim into like the pool area.
Okay.
And, you know, they have the certain things you have like a dress code for. Hurricane Harbor, I guess it's just like wear whatever you want.
Anything goes.
Yeah. People were in, you know, t-shirts, which I get, you know, that's actually really, really common. But there was a guy in there. He had on like regular shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like basketball shorts kind of. He had on a t-shirt. And I was like, okay, fine. But then I looked down. The guy's got his socks on.
He was swimming with
his
socks on?
He's got his socks on.
Bro, what are you
doing?
In the
water.
Get out of here.
But what if he was self-conscious about his feet? Don't you?
Okay, sure, fine.
Everybody's self-conscious about something. Wear your socks in the pool.
I was taken aback. That's it. We're getting sidetracked.
I would be very taken aback
by
that.
Back to you, Jess. Sorry.
Oh, well, this also involves socks, but this is the opposite of that, basically. The bigger ick than a guy wearing flip-flops 24/7 is guys that don't wear socks at all with their shoes, which apparently...
Guilty.
Ew!
What?
Oh, I do that quite a bit during the summer.
Why?
Because wearing socks just doesn't look right with some types of like summer type guy shoes. It just doesn't.
But they even have like complete no show socks. Like there are socks for those kind for like anything.
Yeah, but if you're wearing like a tan, like a leather shoe or something like that, and even you'll still see some of that, the white sock peeking out, and that just doesn't look right. It looks stupid.
It just feels sweaty and stinkier when you don't wear a sock.
It's really not bad.
I can't get behind
this. That's gross.
I'm shocked you're even saying that.
I have no shame in that. It's the right look. If you wore like tall crew socks with like a brown, like a leather type summer shoe, it would look ridiculous.
But they have socks that literally just like cover your heel and your toes, just so there's like a layer of sock there.
That's doing too much.
That's disgusting.
Just slip your foot in and go.
I'm so grossed out.
Wait, okay, what about dress shoes? Would you find it weird then?
I would never wear dress shoes without socks because they're not comfortable. Like, dress shoes are usually kind of digging and biting into your feet a little bit. They're not really as made for comfort, you know?
When you don't wear socks.
But I've seen plenty of guys at weddings and stuff wear no socks with dress shoes. I just couldn't do it.
I've seen that. I love that look, but I always assumed they were still wearing, like, the no-show socks.
I would hope you have something in there because it would be, you'd have blisters on your heel.
When you're wearing your regular shoe, whatever shoes you wear without socks, it doesn't like rub the back of your heel and like irritate that?
No, those ones are like soft in the back. And once they're broken in, they're just like,
every
super
once in a while, I'll throw on a pair of sneakers. And if I'm wearing ankle socks, like as I'm walking, it'll like come down a little bit. And like at some point, I'm like, I gotta take these off because I can't. The back of my heel is like bleeding.
Yeah, if you're wearing those really low no-show socks, the back part always slips down, and then yes, you're gonna have a blister right there on the back of your heel.
Oh my gosh, I'm shooketh. I don't like this. I don't know why. There's something about like...
No, I know exactly why. It's nasty.
But you don't, you're not seeing my foot, so what does it matter to you? That like, I don't have a sock on under
when
there.
When you take it out of that shoe, I just know it's going to be like...
Sweaty and stinky. And...
But I'm not taking it out for you. You see me walking around in public. What do you care? I know when you get home, you take off your shirt, it's going to be all sweaty and stinky under your armpits. But that, but I'm not like, that's not what I'm thinking about.
But I'm saying like if my fiance were to do that, I'd be like, gross.
That's fine. I'm not. You do you.
I don't like that.
You do you.
I mean, you can say that about anything. We're having a conversation about something that gives right. us the ick, and we're just saying that's it gives us the ick.
And right. the reason I brought this up was because comedian Marcelo Hernandez, he's on SNL. I don't know if you guys have heard of him.
I have no idea who that is. Who?
You've seen him. I'm sure you've seen him.
But promise you I haven't.
No, you've seen him.
Okay, I'm good.
He says, yeah, he said this recently. Like, he was...
Never seen the guy in my life.
What the... Where are you? Yeah, our algorithms are different.
Sorry, I don't watch SNL.
But he's yeah, he says he gets hot, so he like never wears socks with his shoes. And so he showed his shoe and he was wearing a dress shoe. And I was like, there is no way that guys do this.
Ew.
The sock does make your foot sweatier on a hot summer day.
Yuck. I don't know. It grosses me out. Again,
it's just capturing
Graham,
the sweat.
To your point, yeah, it does not affect us. You do right. you, but uh-huh. I'm allowed to be like...
No, totally.
I'm allowed to be grossed out.
Yeah. Totally. No, I'm arguing my side of it. I think
that's fine.
I think I agree with him. The sock makes your foot sweatier and grosser.
And I'm sure there's a lot of things that ladies do that gross you out.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not
yeah.
many because we're, I mean, damn near perfect.
Sure. Right. Sure. What is yeah. even, you know, on the list?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Nothing, really.
You guys don't do anything.
No. We're going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room. Coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about socks. Yeah. In our meeting in the ladies' room. Jess, you said because is this a bigger ick than guys wearing flip-flops is wearing shoes with no,
yep.
with no
Both
socks?
Both very icky, but...
Hey, guys, it's Dave out of Livermore. I got to side with Graham on this one. I am guilty of wearing no socks with my shoes. It's just easier. You just put them on and go. And, you know, I get hot easily, so it just works for me.
Agreed. Totally agree. Do you guys ever slip your feet into shoes with no socks on? Like, for example, I keep a pair of like old shoes by the back door of my house. I need to go do something in the yard. I'm walking around barefoot in the house. I'll just throw those on and then walk around the yard to do whatever the thing I need to do is.
No.
Unless, so you would go to your dresser, get some socks out, put them on, then go put your shoes on.
I'd put on my slides.
Okay.
Or if it's Crocs.
If my Crocs are right there.
If it's Crocs, I'm good with that.
But even Crocs, I usually wear socks with my Crocs.
God, that sounds...
I'd be really grossed out if my husband didn't wear socks with his shoes.
Just to like...
that's just me.
To go like, do something in the yard that like you needed shoes
he
on for
He wouldn't even
not.
Do that. He's grossed out.
He won't go into the
he's
yard.
He's grossed out. One of the kids did that one time and he's like, are you crazy? Go put some socks on. That is nasty. I was like, I agree. Thank
that's
you.
So weird.
Thank you.
And listen, if it's like, you're just, you know, throwing out the trash, like it's something super quick, like, okay, I get it. But if you're going through your whole day, like your whole work day, and it's 8 hours, and you've been sweating in those things, I don't know.
But but the sock doesn't eliminate your foot from sweating. That's where I guess I don't get where the grossness is. It's the same thing. You sweat right through your sock, and then the sweatiness is all...
But at least it's like your sock that you take out of your shoe, then you wash your socks. But, I mean, if you don't, you're not taking out the inside of your shoe and like putting that in the wash. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I do.
Also, the inside, really?
Yeah, every now and again, you don't throw your shoes through the wash?
No.
Oh, I do. All right, anyways, sock talk continues here on the JV Show because I saw this, you guys, and I thought this was very interesting. Apparently, the great sock debate, if you guys remember this, where they were saying, easiest way to spot a millennial is that they have ankle socks. Yep. And Gen Z, they have the tall crew socks. Well, Gen Z, apparently, they're out. On the crew socks.
Really?
That has come and gone. A lot of people interviewed in this article that I read, and they were basically saying, I think the sneaker should be the statement, and the sock detracts from it, not to mention the weird tan lines when you're wearing the tall socks. Other people said it just looks too childish. It looks very kid-like to have like big, tall crew socks on. So they say the ankle socks are back, you guys. So welcome back. If you tried to make the switch to crew socks and thought it looked ridiculous, don't worry. You can now go safely back to the ankle socks without the judgment. There are some shoes that some people said they were like, well, you probably shouldn't wear like the really low no-show or ankle socks with like a pair of Jordans. One person said, you're going to get flamed for doing that. But otherwise, sorry. They tried it, and they thought Gen Z was going to stick. They were going to stick with the taller crew sock, and it's done, you guys.
No. Doesn't this just speak to, like, the cycle of things? Because it's not like,
the circle of socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was, the cycle usually takes a little longer than 2 years.
Yeah. Wait, I'm not ready.
It's more than 2 years.
The great sock debate was 2024, just to let
you
know.
Can you ever go to ankle socks, Jess?
I still have some left from, like, you know, the olden days, but I only wear those if I'm, like, around the house, like, whatever, like,
if nobody sees them. Flares.
Yeah, but I really don't like the look of them out, especially even if I'm going to the gym. My ankles are too skinny to not have something covering them.
And mine are pale.
I've never heard that before. Ankles too skinny.
Yeah, like, it's just my leg looks weirdly skinnier when I'm wearing ankle socks versus the crew socks.
I've gotten so accustomed now to seeing the crew socks that, like, now it instantly stands out to me if someone has ankle socks.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, it's done.
Wow.
Oh my God.
According to this.
No.
And interesting, in this article, Jess, a lot of people, ladies, were saying the ankle sock helps accentuate the shape of your leg better. So you are actively trying to not have that.
Right. It's just my ankle's too bony.
I think it is that because it makes her ankles look thicker. Damn ankles, you have a thing. Which makes her legs look more proportionate.
I guess I've never heard of anyone wanting thicker ankles before. this is new to me. All right, so ladies, and because it is a meeting in the ladies' room, what type of socks is your go-to right now in sock talk on the JV Show 2026?
I still do both. Right now I have on crew. Yesterday I wore ankle socks.
I'm sticking with crew socks.
I still do both.
So if you were wearing, let's just say, because it's summer, you're wearing shorts and you're wearing some kind of shoe, what sock are you wearing with it? You're going tall sock.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm wearing socks at all, it's probably crew.
Interesting.
I'm definitely not the, like, brand socks type of person, though. Like, my socks are always either blank or they have some random little logo on it, but it's never, like, Nike socks or any of that. So,
I just can't imagine, like, the short jean shorts, like, cruising around for the summer poolside, and then just the big, tall crew socks.
See, pool,
like,
side,
to me, that's, like, such a weird
size, you
look.
Go no socks, but, like, shorts, crew socks, sneakers is cute.
But also
was cute according to Gen Z.
Was according to this. You're right.
But also, I don't know if I'm picturing the wrong type of crew sock, because I think the guy ones are a lot longer. I'm thinking about the ones that are, like, just a little above the ankle.
Okay, so there are quarter length socks. Those Gen Z says those are, like, sort of acceptable.
Okay,
and
good.
Or
really?
If
good.
You are going to wear the long crew sock, which is what we're all picturing, they say you need to get the ones that slouch, or you have to bunch them down to that quarter length height.
Mm, okay.
That's the better way to
so
pull it off.
There's so many sock rules.
Okay, good.
A lot of sock
can't
talk.
Can't keep up with the sock talk. Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Oh, hold on. Wait one second.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I pushed the button, but nothing came out. All right, here's the talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lorena from Vallejo. The whole thing on the sock debate, I still wear ankle socks, and I'm 30. and I think they're cool, and sometimes I even get the character ones. Like right now, I have Jigglypuff ankle socks on.
Aww.
All right, bye guys.
Wait, that's kind of cute.
What's a Jigglypuff ankle sock?
It's one of the Pokemon characters.
Oh, okay. The little pink ball.
Do those come in Squirtle?
I hope I could get some Squirtle ankle socks. That'd be great. Yeah, we were talking about Gen Z apparently done with crew socks, and ankle socks are back.
Meeting in the ladies' room, sock debate. It's Antoinette from San Jose. So I wear crew because I have, like, of course, Go Niners socks. And I have ankle socks. I have quarter-length socks. I wear all of them. Shout out to Costco with the short socks or ankle socks. And I love my legs. And I have a tattoo on my ankle. So shorts, ankle socks, shoes.
Show it off.
Yeah. Not to reignite the whole sock debate, but I do have one question for you ladies, because I feel like, because earlier you were saying, well, guys, if you're not wearing socks with your shoes, ugh, gross, it's so, and everybody freaks out. But aren't a lot of ladies' shoes, like, correct me if I'm wrong, like, a lot of ladies' shoes that you would wear, like, in more, like, business casual professional setting, like, you're not wearing socks under those, right?
But it seems like those were made for no socks.
But they have
But what's the difference?
Like, if I ever had socks, shoes that were like that, where you can see, like, a portion of my foot, like, I wore the no-show ones.
The no-show socks. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think my wife has any of those. Like, if you're wearing, like, a for like business office setting.
Like flats?
Yeah, like a flat or something like that. I assume you're going in there barefoot. Am I wrong about that? Because I'm pretty sure that's what my wife does, and she has a lot of business clothing.
I mean, I personally wore like the no-show socks.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's not as disgusting when a woman does it because it's the same.
Why?
It's the same as like wearing pumps. Like you're not wearing socks when you're wearing like your pump
it's
heels.
Just something about a guy.
But
foot.
Why is it? Why
I can't
is it
explain
less,
it, Graham.
The bacteria is still bacteria.
No, it's just worse when it's a guy.
Sure, I guess so.
I know it's science.
I'm gonna need to see some scientific tests run on that.
What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay?
Okay, Jess, I think you know who I'm gonna talk about here. Alondria and Nick broke up.
Nick Alondria.
Oh, no. Graham, I know you're like, who?
I don't even know how to spell Nick Alondria. So
this is a couple from the last season of Love Island. Okay. Nick is the one that was like, Mamacita.
Yeah.
They didn't win the season, but they were the runner-ups, and they were definitely a fan favorite. And now People is reporting that they are done. The source said that it's really due to the distance between them and their busy schedules. It just made it really challenging to maintain their connection, but they're still good friends, and there's no hard feelings.
And a lot of people are saying, interesting that it's a year later. Maybe there was a contract involved and you guys weren't never dating in the first place.
Oh, I wouldn't put that past them.
There was a lot of like speculations to begin with when their relationship started because people were like, they're just dating for like the clout of it.
I mean, don't you think that with any couple that meets on a reality show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still like Nick Alondria, but
get over it, Jess. They're done.
Well, I like them separately, too. Mainly her, because she's, like, a baddie.
I know.
And she's thriving. Yeah.
All right. Something else pretty cool that, not that that breakup was cool, but let me just start that sentence over.
Something else is so awesome. Tell us.
Something pretty cool that I wanted to put on your radar. So, you know how Ed Sheeran is performing at Levi's on Saturday? Well, earlier in the day, there is going to be an Ed Sheeran lookalike contest. So, calling all Ed lookalikes. This is going to be held at Valley Fair, 1 o'clock at the center court on level 1. And listen to, like, the main prize. If you win this, you got two floor seats to Ed's sold out concert.
Whoa. Very cool. So if you look like Ed Sheeran, listen up.
Yeah. Other prizes are going to include a $100 Eataly gift card and a $50 Alamo Draft House gift card. You do have to RSVP. So you go to Valley Fair's social media and they have all of your information right there. So you can RSVP for your spot.
Very fun.
Win these tickets. Very cool.
I like it.
Grammy?
All right. Did you guys see the video of the viral bear on top of the power pole? I have an update on that bear's condition, and oh no, you guys, it's not good. If you have not seen the video, you can go right now to JV Morning Show on Instagram. It is on our story there. When I first saw this video, I was like, what in the AI is this? Because picture a very tall power pole, about 40 feet tall, and the pole looks like, you know, traditional power pole, but it's very high. That's what I said. It looked very AI because the bear is very big and he's all the way at the top of it, sort of almost laying at the top of it.
My second thought was like, is this from like a tornado and the bear got like blown on top of the
power
pole
up there?
Yeah,
it doesn't look like he should be able to be in the position that he is, but you know, bears are proficient climbers. Unfortunately, that bear and a lot of people in New Mexico that were driving down the highway stopped to take video of it because, again, you have to see it on our story. It looks so ridiculous.
Insane.
How is this giant bear up there on top of this very tall power pole? Unfortunately, that bear was electrocuted and it died before wildlife officials could attempt any sort of rescue of it.
That's
so take a moment and say your goodbyes to that bear. But you do need to go see this video. You can tell in the video that the bear, he may have already at this point suffered some electric shocks because he doesn't seem to, he looks like he's laboring a bit. He or she, I don't know if it's a female bear. It looks like it's laboring a bit, like it's breathing. It's not acting normal, you know?
That's
so I'm assuming at that point it had probably already touched a couple of the wires and wasn't doing good. But yeah, a lot of people called to report it, which was the right course of action, I guess. But they weren't able to do anything for it in time.
Wow, thanks for bringing the vibe
depressing.
Down,
Graham.
Yeah, but still, look at the go watch the video because it's like.
Well, yeah, but if I watch the video,
remarkable.
I know how it ends.
I know.
That's sad. Spoiler alert.
Sorry, bear.
All right, but yeah, if you do want to go check that out, I was like, this cannot be real when I first
thought it
saw
for
it.
Sure
I
AI.
Know. JV Morning Show there on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, what do you have here?
All right, wedding season, we know, in full swing right now. And if you're somebody that always stands on the sidelines of the dance floor because you have two left feet or just no rhythm, but you've always wanted to be the star of the dance floor, have all eyes on you, be the life of the party, I have just the solution for you. Dance lessons. Well, not just any lessons. I'm talking about virtual dance lessons. There's a new app called Dance Guru, and you just pop on your VR headset, and a digital dancing coach takes it from there. They'll teach you whatever steps you want to learn. Salsa. Waltz.
Mouth-watering salsas.
You name it. You can have it teach you anything you want. And I've heard the digital dance instructors aren't too bad to look at either, which is nice.
Really?
Would you guys ever take virtual dance lessons?
No.
What, why not?
Not to say I don't need it. I am more than positive that I could benefit from some dance lessons, but I could never bring myself to take virtual dance lessons. Or real life ones. I just can't.
The real life ones, that's the thing. And a bunch of strangers in there and awkward.
What?
And like, that would be.
What if it's like one-on-one, like private lessons?
That's still uncomfortable. That would be very uncomfortable.
Agree.
A virtual instructor who's not judging you and thinking inside their head, like, why does this person suck so bad at dancing and why are they so sweaty? You know what I mean? The virtual one doesn't know that about you. They don't care. They're just going to teach you.
The in-person one is not as bad as you guys think, though.
You've taken dance lessons?
Yes, it is.
We did, I think, I want to say it was like a few classes a while back.
And you say we, you mean you and your man?
Yeah, we did. We did like little salsa classes. It was like a cute romantic thing.
I mean,
thing.
That's different.
Mouth-watering salsa.
Those group like salsa dance night, mm-hmm. like for couples night, like that's cute. That's different. But like actual legitimate dance lessons.
I would do it in person, not virtually. Because in person, I need you to like show me exactly what I'm doing right and wrong.
But that's what they're doing. That's what your digital dance instructor is doing.
And it's just more convenient because you can do it from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
Whenever you want, on your time.
Virtual just doesn't seem, I don't know.
It's so lifelike nowadays. The VR headsets, it's incredible in there. It's going to make it feel like you're in an actual dance studio with a professional dance instructor again. And you can type in and have it teach you basically whatever you want. Again, this app is called Dance Guru.
What VR headset is this on?
I don't know. And I'm not sure if it's compatible with different ones or not. Now, look, I would never, as a guy, and I could never bring myself to go to an actual dance lesson in person. It would just be, I'd be too uncomfortable.
Not even like a salsa night with your wife? Like how self-conscious.
Yeah, maybe that, but that's different.
See,
I'm talking about like somebody who wants to learn how to like have some regular moves at, you know, and be able to hit the
parties.
Dance floor at a wedding or a party or whatever and be able to dance and not embarrass themselves. But having a virtual option, that's way less embarrassing, except if anybody you know walks into the room and records a video of you dancing wearing the VR headset. And I could never risk that because that would be the funniest video of all time.
I would not like
and
that.
For that reason, I'm out. Can't do it.
Jess, quick question. Are you concerned at all about your man's dancing ability for like your own wedding you have coming up?
We need him to practice a little bit more, yes.
Okay, here you go. VR headset.
VR.
No. But I need to practice with him. Like, we need to practice, you know, he needs
Throw
to learn
how to... Throw
your
headset on, too.
Yes, there you go.
He needs a little bit of, like,
You guys can, like, both do it in each other's metaverse or something.
Yeah.
But now I need to buy a VR headset. I don't have that. That sounds expensive.
Well, you can use it afterwards for other, like,
Facebook
games
Marketplace.
And fun stuff, yeah.
They got everything on there.
Weren't we all supposed to be walking around by now wearing the VR headsets from Apple or,
That's what I thought.
Meta?
Wait, so then if we're both trying it out, we both need a headset and we're just, like, we have different instructors or can we, like... combine it into one?
That's too complex.
We don't know.
Too many questions.
Okay. I guess I'll look into it.
Yeah. I think it is a great option, but you need to make sure the door is locked to whatever room you're practicing
in. Yeah, so it's like get two headsets and then you tell your fiance that you guys are both going to take like lessons at the same time.
Okay.
And he's like, okay. And then he puts his headset on, but then you don't put yours on and instead you record him.
You just watch him.
I like that idea.
You're hysterical.
I'll just grab a snack and laugh.
Yeah, yes. Go viral.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.